Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage from the reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 31, John 10, Proverbs 7, and Galatians 6. I want to apologize if over the past couple days I said the reading of John wrong. I think I was ahead of chapter every time I was listing the chapters read, except in what I actually discussed, I was right on target, so my apologies. But today, you guys, we're going to talk about listening to God, hearing, knowing, and following. And I, you know, let me tell y'all, I love going to the movies. It's a nice date night for my wife and I. Oftentimes, I'd stand in line for the concessions, and she'd go get our seats. And if it took a little longer than usual, by the time I got into the theater, it would be pretty dark. And I'd be trying to find her amidst all the loud sounds of the show. Usually, I'd end up walking past her, and then I'd hear a psst, psst, you know? And I'd turn in that direction of the sound, and eventually I'd be able to walk my way over to her. It's clear that the way of finding her would have been really hard, if not impossible, if I couldn't hear and distinguish her voice. As we read in John 10 today, Jesus tells us in verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." And then in verse 27, he says this, and we're going to be talking about this today. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So let's discuss listening closely, knowing him intimately, and following obediently. Just like my theater trip with my wife, the journey with Jesus can be a perilous one if we can't hear his voice. I don't necessarily mean an audible voice, but the sense that God's instruction reaches your understanding. That can look like reading and meditating on his word, listening as the Holy Spirit engages you with whispers within as you discern his direction. How do you practice hearing from God? Maybe listening to this podcast or others like it are a part of that. But there must be a consistent effort on your part to seek out his voice. This world gets really loud, y'all. Like the booming surround sound at AMC, it can be hard to hear God go, psst, psst. Are you listening for his whisper? These whispers are also not simply for direction, but for relationship. He calls you to not only send you, but because he wants to connect with you and he wants you to know him. So listening closely, yes, continue to do that, but venture also to know God intimately. One book that I'd recommend for anyone is Sacred Pathways by Gary Thomas. In this book, Thomas outlines the understanding that there are unique ways that God has designed each of us, and that these are important for us to discover about ourselves as we look to more deeply connect with the Father. So I'm going to just quickly outline what these are for you guys, but I encourage you to go get the book. There's even tests that you can take online that'll help you discern which of these, which maybe multiples of these, are more consistent with who you are. And then I'll discuss in a moment why that's so important and what you can do with that information. So here they are. So there's a naturalist, which actually I am generally one, and I can't wait to go get outside today because it's nice out. Come on, somebody. But naturalists, they connect with God best outdoors. Sensates, They connect with God through their senses. Traditionalists connect with God through religious ritual and symbols. They're the ones who like liturgy. Ascetics, they connect with God in solitude and simplicity. Those are your monk-like folks who are just like, I need to get away and be still. There's activists who connect with God through confrontation, fighting for godly principles and values. They're the ones that are speaking on behalf of those who can't speak for themselves. You've got caregivers who connect with God by serving others. They just give of themselves. You have enthusiasts who connect with God through mystery and celebration, always like in awe of all that he does and the fact that they don't understand everything. You've got contemplatives who connect with God through adoration, and they're just meditating on who he is and just his amazingness. And then you have intellectuals who connect with God with their mind, and they love understanding new things about him. They're the ones diving deep into the scriptural meaning of things. And all of those can be ways and multiple ways in which we might best connect with God. Discovering which one or ones are more your path helps you to lean into environments that put you in position to engage with God in those ways more often, all for the sake of developing a more intimate relationship with him so we can know him more intimately. As the sheep of his pasture, we are to listen closely, know him intimately. Then finally, we are encouraged that as his sheep, we must follow obediently. It's not enough to hear the whisper. It's not enough to draw closer and be more intimate, but we must venture to be obedient. This same drawing God is also a sending God. He is a missionary God with Christ as the first missionary. And we must determine to hear, know, and follow in the footsteps of Christ. When's the last time you did something that you believe God called you to do, that you in your own flesh didn't want to? If it's been a while, you may need to repent and determine to obey the next time he calls. So let's all be in this together, deciding that we're going to listen closely, know him intimately, and follow obediently. And hey, leave a comment if you do decide to go ahead and read that book, or if you have already, or if you even have a sense of what your pathway is that you connect with God. I'd love to be discussing that. Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we absolutely need you. This whole conversation today was about getting to know you, hearing from you, and obeying you, abiding in your love as obedient sheep of your pasture. We pray that you would speak to us, you would show us how to better connect with you and grow intimately with you, and help us through your Spirit's power to be more obedient. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, you know the drill. 5bythefire.org for comments. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.